You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business to business success. Today we are speaking with Connie Sertuzzi, Executive Vice President and General Manager of Small Business Solutions at Sage, a business that provides software to small and medium-sized businesses, which includes Sage 50 and Sage 1 product and service offerings. Connie will be discussing tax day tips for small and medium-sized businesses on this episode of Enterprise Radio. Connie, certainly appreciate your taking the time to be with us today.
Oh, thank you, Eric. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you're more than welcome. So tell us, what is the top mistake small businesses make with their taxes?
Well, to be honest with you, it's pretty simple. They just don't plan. You know, early planning is really the key to minimizing tax exposure. If you plan, when I say early planning, I mean beginning on January 1st, understanding what your year looks like, monitoring and adjusting throughout the year so that you can take certain actions or maybe certain deductions that will help you later at tax time.
And would you say all small businesses need to use an accountant to help with their taxes?
You know, I mean, to be honest with you and kind of coming from Sage, I mean, we view accountants as very, very critical to the success of any small to medium-sized business. And I would say that in regards to doing their taxes, I think there are two questions that the entrepreneur or the small business owner, you know, needs to ask himself. The first question is, do I really know how to do it? Do I really have the expertise in order to do it myself? And that means not just filling out the forms, but understanding the tax code enough to really take advantage of every legal benefit that I have coming to me as a small business. The second question is, you know, will the cost of working with a professional accountant, you know, be more than my own true cost in doing it myself? And when you think about cost in that perspective, you really, the small business owner, has to think about the opportunity cost, the cost that it's going to take him away from servicing his customers, the cost that it's going to take him away from getting new customers. And if at the end of the day, Eric, the answer to either one of those questions is yes, meaning that, or actually, I'm sorry, is no, then that I don't have the opportunity or I don't have the expertise to do it myself, and that the cost is not going to be more, then they need an accountant to help them through that process.
Do you encourage small businesses to know and have a relationship with their accountant, and what are your thoughts around this?
So absolutely, we absolutely do encourage a small business to have a relationship with the accountant. You know, we've talked a little bit so far about the importance of the accountant and helping through tax time and helping with taxes. But an accountant can also be a real trusted advisor, you know, not only at tax season, but really throughout the year. You know, if you think about it, an accountant is a small, many oftentimes they're a small business owner themselves, and so they understand firsthand what it's like to run a small business. And secondly, just because of the nature of their profession, you know, they come into contact with many, many entrepreneurs and small businesses that have helped them build up really a library of best practices that they can share. So I would say, you know, we absolutely encourage small business owners and entrepreneurs to have a relationship with their accountant, which is not only at tax time, but it's throughout the year, so that they can get, you know, the expertise and the advice they need to run their business.
Today we're joined by Connie Sertuzzi, Executive Vice President and General Manager of Small Business Solutions at Sage, a business that provides software to small and medium-sized businesses here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Connie, what other processes can an accountant help with?
So, you know, I think if you think about the life cycle of a small business, first of all, I would say in the startup phase, You know, accountants can help a small business at the very beginning and making a lot of those critical decisions and that they need to make to get started, whether it's their best business structure, whether they're going to be an S-Corp or an LLC, whatever that might be, help them set up their business plan, do their financial analysis, what it's going to take to have enough cash flow to get their business going. So I think the first phase is right at the beginning, at the startup phase. I think once a small business gets going, though, there's accountants can help them with how to drive more efficiency in their operation. And by that I mean, you know, what can they automate? Whether it be their accounting, whether it be their payroll, whether it be customer management, customer relationship management, you know, accountants are well versed in the automation tools that are out there and can help recommend those tools to the small business owner and the entrepreneur to get them up and running, because I think we all know that at the end of the day, these are the types of things that the entrepreneur really doesn't like to spend a whole lot of time doing. They'd rather be out there servicing their customers or getting new customers. And then the third area that I would say that the accountant can obviously help with is really just giving that peace of mind as it relates to being compliant, ensuring that the processes, the practices within that small business operation is complying with governmental regulations. You know, preventing or minimizing the impact of audits and those types of things in the future.
Lastly, what are some areas that can trigger IRS audits that small businesses should avoid? This is certainly some good information for the listener.
Absolutely. So, you know, there are a few here that I want to mention, and obviously audits strikes a big fear and with entrepreneurs and small businesses just because they don't tend to have time to deal with it. It's a lot of work if one happens, and again, they'd rather be managing their business. But the first is around confusing equipment and supplies. So, you know, obviously there are different deductions that you can make related to depreciation around your equipment. And sometimes small business owners may confuse supplies with equipment. Supplies is those things that really have a short-term life, you know, like your, you know, just typical office supplies, you know, whether it's buying paper, whether it's buying pens, whether it's buying things like that you just need around the office, versus equipment is something that has a multi-year lifespan. So if going through, a form and it becomes a little bit suspicious that there is confusion between the lines between equipment and supplies, then that could obviously be a red flag that creates an audit, a potential audit experience. The other area is around deducting gifts. So if you're a small business owner and let's just say that you're providing a Christmas gift or a birthday gift or something like that to a vendor, to a customer, you know, to an employee, that type of thing, oftentimes they think that they can deduct the entire amount of that gift, and that's just not the case under the code. In fact, oftentimes you can only deduct up to the first $25 for a gift. So any kind of flag around that could also signal an audit. You know, the next one, and this is one that can really be addressed very easily, is filing manually. Whenever you file manually, and in some states you can't even, or in some forms you can't necessarily, you have to file electronically. But if you do file manually, that increases your risk of things like incorrect zip codes, missing signatures, and wrong EIN numbers, those types of things. And when errors like that are obvious, you know, that's yet another red flag, which could result in an audit. Missing deadlines is obviously one. And, you know, the deadlines are very well published related to when you need to get your forms in. And missing those deadlines can obviously be a red flag. You know, we're coming up on April 15th now, and I think the small business owner needs to realize there's always an opportunity to file an extension. But if you do file an extension, that doesn't relieve your liability to pay the taxes that you believe you owe today or by April 15th. So really adhering to those deadlines in the way that they were written. And so I think those, you know, I would end this question really on if I would definitely suggest that the entrepreneur or the small business owner goes out to the IRS website, because there's actually a checklist out there that is called Checklist for Common Errors. In fact, if you go out there and you search for that, that form is going to come up. And that will be a good, good quick indicator for them to just go through that checklist and look at their forms and make sure that they have all their I's dotted and their T's crossed before they file.
Well, that's certainly a big help. Thanks for that input and advice in all regards. Where can our listeners get more information about Sage and their products online?
Absolutely. On our website, it's na.sage.com. Can definitely go out there and see all the different services and offerings that we provide.
Well, Connie, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us and offering this valuable information today on Enterprise Radio.
Great. Thank you, Eric, again for having me.
And the pleasure is certainly ours as well. We've been speaking with Connie Sertuzzi, Executive Vice President and General Manager of Small Business Solutions at Sage, a business that provides software to small and medium-sized businesses, which includes Sage 50 and Sage One product and service offerings. And the website of reference, once again, is na.sage.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.